Lights, camera, action.
When a script is written that is so bad, no one will film it. These brave podcasters will bring it to life just so they can mock it. This is Table Reads.
So the movie's kaput, which means your script ain't worth the buffalo shit on a nickel.
Table Reads with Sean McBee, Jeff Lewis, and Joshua Baker.
That's right. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Table Reads with those three people that it just said, plus John Smith
sitting in with us.
An additional table reader.
I have these four mics, and for the first time ever, all four are being used.
Well, hell yeah.
I'm so happy I could use the fourth. This is an honor. Thank you so much.
Is that Kelly?
That's me. I'm John Smith.
What?
Sounds exactly the same.
Yeah.
Same.
Mic check.
So it won't be much of a change.
That's going to be better, a little higher.
A little bit better right there.
Well, no, bring the mic to you.
I'm going
to
do it.
In your mouth.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So this is episode 117, which has significant meaning if you're into numerology and the Kabbalah. It might mean something. I don't know. I'm just making shit up,
guys.
Oh,
you should have went with it. Don't tell us you're making it up. Just go with it. We're like, yeah.
Kabbalah for a dollar.
Oh, no. We ruined all of your good fake wheel. Fuck that Sharpie.
You guys.
That's a cigar.
That's the problem.
We are reading a script from 1989 that was written by Sam Hamm. Batman, you say? No, sir.
Green Eggs and Sam Hamm.
Yes. Sam Hamm, little known to be the uncle of John Hamm, a fact which you may know that I just made up.
Hey, man, got me.
Kabbalah and John Hamm?
Yeah. Whether they are related.
I gotta stop listening.
Whether they are related or not, I do not know. No, what we are going to be reading is Watchmen in 1989. Wrap your heads around that.
Nice.
Picture
the production quality of Tim Burton's 1989 Batman in Watchmen.
I don't like the script anymore.
I dig it. No, I'm in.
It's just, you know, throwing grenades in trash cans.
And it's just a guy in blue spray paint and shit.
So, let me tell you real quick about it. We don't have a previously on. I don't have a here's what this thing's about button, but I'll just tell you. When Alan Moore's seminal Watchmen was released in 1986, it wasn't some under-the-radar work that only gained popularity in the fullness of time. It was an instant success, both financially and critically. So, of course, the film rights were immediately bought up by Lawrence Gordon and Joel Silver of 20th Century Fox, who would go on to hire Sam Hamm, the screenwriter behind Tim Burton's 1989 Batman film, to write it. Keep in mind, in 1989, Alan Moore was not yet a cranky old fuck and spoke about this development with an optimism that may seem entirely out of character to anyone who has Googled him since you could Google someone. His actual quote was, "I have got as much confidence as it is possible to have in the people who are handling the Watchmen film. Sam Hamm is an excellent screenwriter. He's been signed to write the Watchmen film." Terrible Alan Moore impersonation, but there you have it.
I think it was spot on.
Even the fact that he was reading from a tabloid. He's like, here's my quote. Sam Hamm should do great.
Yeah, that innate saltiness in it. So it sounded, it was good.
Yeah, he's hedging his bets a bit, but still, there are actually some positive words in there. So in 1999, the film was moving forward with Warner Brothers, who hired none other than Terry Gilliam to direct it.
Wow.
He had recently directed classically weird things like Brazil and The Adventures of Baron Munchausen, most recently turned to more mainstream fare with The Fisher King, so probably seemed like a good bet at the time. Which, of course he was. He's amazing. And his vision, coupled with Watchmen, would have been the most beautiful kind of insane. Not that everyone agrees. Gilliam eventually decided the film was unfilmable, and the script has since been panned as being too off-book, prompting Zack Snyder, yes, Zack Snyder, the guy who directed fucking Batman versus Superman Dawn of Justice, that Zack Snyder, prompting Zack Snyder to say that he made his version of Watchmen, quote, "to save it from the Terry Gilliams of the world."
Mm.
Thank you, Mr. Snyder.
Fuck you, Zach.
Whoa.
Shots fuck fired. You.
Whoa, that's a hard fired. Line in the sand.
Fade in.
That was really well put together. Sean put that together. Everybody, just so they're like 3 minutes. It was like one really loud song in his AirPods.
It was it was just rain noise.
Oh that's shit. That's what it takes. One storm. Yep.
It's he's still funny with all the other mics turned off.
I can't
am the table read.
I can't write with you three fuckers being like hilarious behind me.
That's right.
So I need white noise.
I love it.
Get those creative juices going.
Watchmen, 1989. Unproduced first draft screenplay written by Sam Hamm. Adapted from the original DC Comics graphic novel Watchmen, 1987. Oh, written by Alan Moore and illustrated by Dave Gibbons. Watchmen characters created by Alan Moore and Dave Gibbons. Watchmen is a trademark of DC Comics. Spoiler alert. Reading this screenplay will spoil numerous plot points found in the original Watchmen graphic novel. Therefore, we respectfully ask you, dear reader, to run, don't walk, to your nearest bookstore or comic specialty shop, buy the graphic novel, and read it cover to cover at least once before venturing further. We thank you. Alan Moore and Dave Gibbons, thank you. And DC Comics, thanks you. And the fine folks at AOL Time Warner, thank you.
What year did Watchmen come out?
Are you going to hit
the graphic novel? What year was
86.
That? It was 86. So this is a year after the novel's been out.
3 years.
It was 3 years.
Okay, it was written in 89.
89, that's right. Okay. So long enough for it to gain its popular. All right.
Fade in. Exterior. New York. Liberty Island. Day. The Statue of Liberty stands watch at the mouth of the Hudson. Overseen. We super title. Not a term.
Yeah, we super title.
New York City. July 1976. Jersey City Pier, day. A live news update. Network correspondent Cindy Chan, that's going to be Jeff, stands at the edge of the dock, the statue plainly visible in the distance behind her.
Fuck.
Just go with the lady, dude. She's naturalized. Don't do that shit.
Oh. I'm going through
don't
the things
do it.
In my
she's
head.
On the news.
This
man.
One's not in a sex
yeah.
dungeon.
Yeah.
This is wait, not a what shit, Josh.
Jeff knows what shit.
If you used would- to the situation. He's a very under control.
That wasn't leading at all.
No.
insist that the situation is under control. Authorities have just agreed to the release of 9 Radical Front prisoners in hopes of freeing the hostages.
Adjusting her hair.
We repeat, terrorists have taken Liberty Island and are holding some 40 hostages, including terrorists and maintenance
including
workers.
Tourists. Terrorists are holding other terrorists hostage.
These guys.
It's out of control.
We don't know if,
I want to see that movie.
We don't know if we want to stop them.
Wait, for the maintenance workers you do. Wait,
are, they, right? Are they good terrorists or bad terrorists?
The government's telling me this is a calculated loss.
Are there good terrorists?
I mean, it depends on what you're terrorizing.
Like we started this country with terrorism.
If you're terrorizing, like, the right reasons, though, then you're, like, a rebel? Maybe not a terrorist?
You know how to handle terrorists? Drax, Dem, Sklounst.
Yeah, okay.
I want a list of ways to terrorize for the right reasons.
That's going to be
I
our...
I want a list.
If it's for the right reasons, you're a rebel fighter, right? You're not a terrorist.
Guys!
Like, we repeat...
I remember to turn on the script, but I did not remember to switch to the camera.
Hey.
I am the worst.
It was there for no one to read.
I was so proud of myself.
We repeat, terrorists have taken Liberty Island and are holding some 40 hostages, including tourists and maintenance workers, captive in the Statue of Liberty itself.
Ferry boat day. The ferry, one of 6 anchored a half mile off Liberty Island, has been commandeered by a fully armed SWAT team. The SWAT captain, who's in charge of negotiations, speaks to the terrorists via walkie-talkie.
Yeah. Oh, your demands have been met. The prisoners and the money are on their way. If you tune your TV to Channel 4, you'll see the copters preparing for takeoff.
Interior statue, that moment. The screen of a portable TV shows 3 helicopters lifting off from LaGuardia. We're in the observation room inside the statue's head. A terrorist holds a crowd of squealing tourists, men, women, schoolchildren, at bay with an automatic rifle. 2 others stand by the windows, scanning the harbor for signs of a double cross, and a fourth, the ringleader, speaks into a walkie-talkie.
Good. We got 40 innocent people here. One false move, and we blow her brains out.
Blow whose brains out?
Who's in there?
Exterior statue. That moment. Tied on the ring of observation windows situated just below the jutting spikes of the crown, camera pulls back rapidly to take in the whole of the statue's head.
Lady Liberty, my friend. Lady Liberty's brains.
Ooh. Okay, now, because it's Watchmen and shit can get weird, I want to push into that window and have there be a giant brain wired into the Statue of Liberty. That would be
awesome. Wow. That's dope. Yeah, fuck
that's
it.
That's metal, man. I like it. That's cool.
Exterior ferry, that moment, day. Mounting tension among the SWAT team on deck.
Sons of bitches!
Relax.
Oh, wait.
He's captain. You be cop too.
Bring me back in.
Oh, so sons of bitches!
Relax. We'll nail him on the transfer. Let's get those hostages first.
Captain, what the hell is that?
All eyes turn upward. In the distance, a tiny speck descends from the clouds and drops in a perfectly vertical line toward the head of the statue. The SWAT captain hoists a pair of binoculars.
Shit, fire!
Sir, what is that?
POV shot through binoculars. A magnified view of the speck, which turns out to be a futuristic blimp-like hovercraft. The Owl Ship.
Christ almighty, it's the goddamn Watchman.
I wish everything I would have been SWAT captain. Christ almighty, it's a goddamn Watchman. You need to start reading Interior. SWAT captain like Jesse Ventura.
I can bring it back, man.
Interior Owl Ship. That moment. In the cabin, we find three costumed superheroes. The red and gold suited Captain Metropolis. What?
What? Wait, hold on a minute. Why?
That dude's from the 40s.
Yeah.
We're in 76. Yeah. Oh, boy. Here we go. Here's those changes.
Rorschach, whose face is a shifting ink blot mask. Good luck, 1989. And Night Owl. Who's manning the instrument panel? I'll be Night Owl.
Yeah.
Okay, Artemis. Oh, wait. Artemis?
He's talking to his ship.
Okay, Adrian, we're in position. What now? He looks up at a monitor mounted over the controls. Adrian Veet, blonde scientific wizard, answers pensively from Watchman HQ. Ooh, who's going to be Veet?
You like a...
Is that...
You got a good vibe.
Prim and
Ozymandias.
Proper, right?
That's Ozymandias. Yeah.
It'd be prim and proper.
Let's take out their communications. Drop the scrambler.
I like it.
Exterior. Head of statue. Day. A line drops from the owl ship, and an electronic device lands with a thud on the dome of Lady Liberty's crown. Interior. Observation room. That moment. Terrorists staring at the portable TV screen. Suddenly, it shows nothing but snow. The ringleader, suspicious, lifts his walkie-talkie.
Hey, we got a problem here.
He releases the button. You know what? From now on, can we change this terrorist ringleader, since it's just really for this opening sequence, I'm sure, to Hans Gruber?
Ooh. I don't know. I can't do Hans Gruber. I don't remember his voice.
Wait, you
He's
want...
Just Alan Rickman German.
You want him to be Jeremy Irons and Alan Rickman?
Yes!
Now that's range. That's some range, man.
Fucking...
Hey. We've got a problem here.
Oh, okay.
We've got a problem.
There you go. We have a problem.
We have a problem.
Yeah. He releases the button. No reply. Only loud, hissing static.
All right, what am I doing?
Do a Snape. A Snape.
Come in.
What Wait, was it you said? Yippee-ki-yay, motherfucker.
Come in, do you read me?
I'm not a good Snape, man. Go ahead and do it if you want.
Do whatever you want.
you nagged him into... Yeah, you know what, Josh? Just do whatever.
Just
fucking.
Whatever. That's what you're gonna be.
If you don't have a Rickman in your pocket,
I don't have.
Then I can't force you to do a Rickman.
I could never do a Rickman. You do a Rickman.
Come in. Do you read me?
That's what I got. Do you read me?
Do you read
Don't play around with us. God damn it!
I didn't mean to give your role away, man.
No,
I'm sorry.
You can do it.
I don't fucking care, man. Do whatever you want to do. You fucking do it.
I'm really glad Joe Gaza.
Come in. Do you eat me? Don't play around with that, goddammit. I snuck it in.
Okay, enough.
I'll be Catwoman.
Josh, just do it how it comes natural.
Yeah, yeah, just do your thing again. Your ringleader again with your jersey accent.
Okay.
Your jersey bad guy.
Come in. Do you read me? Don't play around with this, goddammit.
Exterior good. Ferry, that moment. The SWAT captain curses at his useless walkie-talkie. Teeth bared, he glowers up at the owl ship and paces the deck in a psychotic frenzy.
Ignorant bastards, they've jammed us!
What do we do now?
We sit here with our thumbs up our butts, as usual.
It's the goddamn Watchmen.
Oh, man, it's the goddamn Watchmen.
I love that butt
be
thumbs.
That should be the title
these
of this
bastards.
Movie. The goddamn Watchmen.
That's right, the goddamn Watchmen. It'd be like a Breaking Bad. It's like, you're goddamn right. It's the goddamn Watchmen.
Exterior Liberty Island. That moment. Day. A hulking figure, outfitted in scuba gear, emerges from the water. There's an evil-looking rifle slung over his shoulder. As he swaggers toward the base of the statue, he peels off his wetsuit to reveal yet another gaudy costume underneath. Superhero number 4. The Comedian. He pins a badge to his leather breastplate. Incongruously, it's a happy face button, and it matches his own nasty smile as he marches forward into battle. Interior, base of statue. So he had the pin in his pocket, like, oh, don't want that to get wet.
Yeah. Right.
Well, because he had a wetsuit, and he's like, this isn't my crime-fighting suit. This is!
You know why? Because it's the goddamn comedian.
I'm a goddamn comedian. My happy face boy.
I have no idea if I have a good voice for Kenny.
You got
again.
A good Negan. You got a Negan.
Interior. Base of statue. That moment. Day. A trio of terrorists standing guard near the entrance in the base of the statue. They're holding a janitor at gunpoint. High value hostage. One of them is fumbling with his walkie-talkie, which has inexplicably gone haywire.
Base to head. Base to head. Come in. I can't get shit.
What the hell is going on?
Well, there's a sudden metallic clang behind them. They turn in unison, just as the comedian struts into frame, assault rifle in hand. Panic. The three terrorists fall into a tight cluster at the base of a long metal stairway. One of them grabs the janitor, holds a gun to his head.
I'm not joking!
The comedian shrugs. Okay. He lifts his rifle and fires two silenced shots directly into the janitor's gut. The old man's body jerks twice and he slumps to the floor, stone dead.
Damn.
I thought getting gut shot was supposed to take a real long time.
Yeah, it's a long, slow
death. You can chase down a mayor and all kinds of
stuff
when you get shot in the gut.
Yeah, that takes a while.
The terrorists stand there aghast. For an instant, they're too stunned to shoot. The comedian breaks into a dopey grin. Joke's on you.
Me. There you go.
And opens fire with a look of vicious pleasure on his face. As the saying goes, it's nice to see a man who enjoys his work. Interior. Owl ship. That moment. Rorschach and Captain Metropolis stand over an open hatch in the floor of the cabin. At the console, Night Owl hits a button. Then, interior. Observation room. A moment later... Sorry, I lost my spot because I was distracted by this terrible music.
It's like the SWAT intro.
A sudden boom, a flash of color. The startled terrorists turn to the nearest window and see a spectacular display of bicentennial fireworks bursting above the harbor a short distance away. While the terrorists are distracted, our attention shifts to a point behind them. Through an observation window, we see Captain Metropolis and Rorschach sliding down a thin metal cable and landing on the statue's upraised torch. The terrorists turn back just as the superheroes disappear around the far side of the torch.
I don't like this. Go downstairs and see what's up.
Hold on. They landed up there. Go downstairs and see what's up.
Yeah, go down
there
and look up.
They gotta go from the head down and up the arm.
Go to the torch.
I guess that is true.
That is true.
That's what it is.
Oh.
I think the torch has been closed since I was a kid. So no one's been able to go up there for a great many decades. But unless you have a cable. In 1976, right. You could.
Checkmate basic directions. All,
anybody, to this day, anybody can go to the torch if they have an owl ship.
Oh, man.
Fuck.
And some cable.
And some cable. The cable's important,
I'm
right?
I'm never going to get there.
Because of the owl ship or the cable?
The cable.
I got the owl ship on layaway.
I can't afford the cable.
My Walmart version of owl ship.
I keep fucking in
it's
it.
It's a great value owl ship.
Fucking in it.
You can find a lot of shit on Facebook, buy, sell, trade.
That's true.
I got an iPod full of Leonard Cohen.
I bought the owl ship and the rights to Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen. I'm not very cash liquid.
It was a bundle deal.
Ever since that guy died, his music's real expensive.
Woo!
I love it.
Oh, this the writing in this script is too tiny. It's hard for me to
see. It's tough to distinguish.
Yeah, it's hard to see the structure.
And it's not formatted properly.
I have to read ahead to make sure I know when a dialogue is coming up because it's the same font.
And it's supposed to be centered, but it's over on the left like a slug line.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure is not how Sam Hamm wrote it. Also, his name is silly.
Got him. Fucking come throw hands, bitch. You don't want no smoke, Sam Hamm?
Ham-fisted ass motherfucker.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
You ain't related. Nobody famous.
By the way, I have several Sam Hamm scripts that we can read.
Yeah, kick him like down. Let's read something else. Let's read some shit that got made.
I don't know that I know of any movies of his that got made other than Batman.
Oh, the most unsuccessful, wildly sought after writer.
The most prolific, unsuccessful writer.
To be fair, the dude wrote the movie that literally changed the course of my life.
True.
So
he's built 50 ships and they all sank. What a shipbuilder he is.
That one floated in.
Batman. Welcome to Subway. Well. Would you like a Sam Hamm soon?
Oh. We ran out of good jokes.
Ran out of good jokes. Had to tell that one.
He's been keeping the ham sandwich in his pocket.
I liked it. I liked it. I enjoyed that. That was good.
Oh, man.
Hey, Sam. What a Sam.
While the terrorists are distracted, our attention shifts. Go downstairs and see what's up.
Flash gun.
Exterior statue on torch. That moment, day. Rorschach and Captain Metropolis pry open a metal door on the torch.
Got your flash gun?
Captain Metropolis nods. He puts on a pair of ionized sunglasses and goes through the door into the torch. Rorschach waits behind. Sorry, there's a turn page there. It's not that I don't know how to read.
Behind.
Interior, base of statue. A moment later, day. The comedian is wandering around with a map of the statue's layout. It's a woman. Legs.
Yeah.
Torso. Arms, head.
You got him. He's a virgin. What the fuck? Let's keep going.
He spots what looks like a manhole cover set up in the concrete floor, then strolls over and jimmies it open. Another figure in scuba gear climbs out, but this one's different. This one's a woman.
She's the map.
So this is the leg.
Stand there. Where are they?
About time. It stinks down there. B-team's upstairs. We gotta find that bomb. As the comedian saunters off, she strips out of her slime-drenched wetsuit.
Yeah.
You guessed it, a garish and kinda skimpy costume underneath. Why do I get all the glamorous jobs? A woman's work is never done. That's the trick.
It was a good switch.
That's the trick, is you gotta just kind of smirk and shake your head a little bit to get the Negan.
Yeah, but you keep them close because that's going to be relevant later.
Ooh.
Their voices need to be somewhat
spoilers.
Similar.
Spoilers.
Just saying.
Oh, yeah.
If they didn't cut it out, I mean...
Yeah.
We'll see.
Also, I'm going for like the Gene Smart version, but a little younger.
Oh, okay. I got you.
get that cigar going too. That's really going to set it off.
What does Malin Ackerman's voice sound like?
I've never heard she's a woman. I mute it.
Oh no.
Jeff!
Got it!
No.
Jeff!
Got it!
She's a map.
I'm going to make this part unusable, so you have to be.
He's getting warmed up.
That's what it is. Here we go.
He's got a little Frank Miller left from the last one.
Whores! They're all fucking whores!
Where did the fat whores get here?
I'm inside this woman right now.
He shouldn't affect you like that. That's bad, okay? Like, also very funny.
Kids, don't let Frank Miller happen to you.
Yeah.
Does Statue of Liberty have a butthole?
Oh, I'm going to go in and out it, in and out it.
Let's check Silk Spectra out to find out.
That's my daughter.
Oh.
Shut the fuck up, Jeff. Jesus.
What idiot?
Interior observation room. That moment. Day. It's weird that all this is taking place during the day, right? I mean, there's fireworks.
Yeah, there's fireworks. Those little daytime fireworks.
You know. Like you do.
They're so pretty.
Hey, it was the bicentennial. Everyone was just so fucking American. It was like just fireworks all day.
America.
It's not even July. Who gives a shit?
It just goes.
It's smoke poofs everywhere. Oh. Yeah.
The terrorists tense up at the sound of footsteps. A moment later, Captain Metropolis appears on the stairs. The terrorists train their guns on him. All but the ringleader. Who grabs a 10-year-old girl.
Ooh. I don't know who you are, pal, but you just killed a little girl.
Please, there's nothing I'd like to see. There's something I'd like you to see first.
He holds up what looks like an old-fashioned photographer's flash. It's a lightsaber. All at once, the room goes white, and by the time the blinding light has dimmed, terrorists and hostages alike are toppling to the floor, their nervous systems temporarily fried. All except Captain Metropolis. How weird would it be if he was going to use that and it...
Jack! Somebody come in and get him!
I didn't think this through at all! Oh,
somebody swapped out my ionized glasses.
There has to be an easier
come
way!
Come in! This is not a joke!
Ow!
That's stupid. That was good. That got me. All right, here we go. Focus.
Who's wearing his special sunglasses. He pockets the shades and swiftly goes to work. Interior statue near base. A moment later, an edgy terrorist all alone standing watch.
Suddenly, an edgy terrorist.
He's got like swoopy hair and like a shirt that says whatever.
A terrorist that shops at
like
Hot Topic.
Snake, a snake leather jacket.
Hey, it's pops.
Like, he's like, whatever, man. Yeah.
Really in my morning
you
jacket.
You fucking like. Get it, Captain. You ain't even got a boat.
Fuck are you listening to? Depeche Mode or die.
That's it. That's right.
Bro, I stared at that flashbang.
That's an edgy terrorist right there. Man.
Oh, man. An edgy terrorist all alone standing watch. Suddenly he's grabbed from behind, and the comedian is holding the point of a bayonet at his throat. Okay, Abdul, where's the bomb? Oh, I guess they're Middle Eastern.
My name's Frank.
Interior observation room. A moment later, day. Everyone's slowly coming around. By now, Captain Metropolis... Everyone's slowly coming around. Meanwhile, Captain Metropolis has just been going around stepping on throats.
That was the flash. Here's the bang.
Just high-stepping through the terrace.
Everyone's slowly coming around. By now, Captain Metropolis has the terrorists tied up. He's consoling a squalling three-year-old.
Don't cry, little one. You're in good hands. Now, everyone, listen carefully. We're going out through the torch.
He goes to a window, gives the thumbs up sign to Rorschach out on the torch. Rorschach signals the owl ship. Rorschach's whole job is like, I'll wait here. In case someone else comes down a cable.
It's a real important job.
I'll hail the taxi.
I want to see his diary entry for that day.
There it is.
stood atop Liberty, looking down on the filth.
I did real good.
Makes you wonder if shit is running down the leg of Lady Liberty.
And that's
under the robe.
I made the city known. I am air traffic controller.
I wish I could see through this mask.
I am the worst lookout.
It would be better if Captain Metropolis was giving the thumbs up. Rorschach staring directly at him and just doesn't see because his fucking face is shifting.
Dear Diary, everything smells like cold beans.
You didn't tell me to take off the flashbang glasses.
Did you do it?
I wear the most menacing looking purple suit ever.
Edgy Terror is not looking so edgy anymore.
Exterior, statue, on torch. A moment later, a metal ladder descends from the belly of the owl ship. Why'd you make us slide down the rope if you had a ladder?
It's faster.
I gotta get in there.
Rorschach secures it to the tip of the torch. Interior, statue, midsection. That moment, Silk Spectre and the comedian marching up a long metal stairway. Should be just overhead. We have to distract them somehow. Just barge in. While they're staring at your tits, we'll blow their balls off.
Yeah.
They look up. A terrorist is peering down at them from an overhead landing. The comedian lifts his rifle. Thwip. Before the terrorist hits the floor, the comedian has lobbed a gas grenade onto the landing. Interior, statue, stairway landing. A moment later, gas everywhere. The terrorist's bomb, and it's a big fat one, sits in a complicated housing at the center of the landing, with unconscious terrorists sprawled all around it. Silk Spectre and the comedian, in gas masks, see, that's how you do it. You don't just, like, throw a knockout gas and go... That's the same as using the flashy thing and just falling.
Yeah, but I like to believe they're at home, like, opening tear gas just to inoculate themselves. Like, they're just
training, like...
Shit!
Oh. Like the Dread Pirate Roberts?
That's it.
Oh, they did
yeah.
that.
Oh,
that's
yeah?
a good
yeah,
point.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's no, a good that's point. A thing.
I'd love to have that as a scene.
Yeah, in the army, like the sergeants will stand there in the CS gas chamber with nothing on their face.
Holy shit.
Scream at you, yeah.
It's fucking bad. Holy shit.
Yeah.
That's how you earn respect, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Just get you prepared for it.
I mean,
right?
I give it to you.
Like this motherfucker is tough.
Right. Yeah. No, I can't outwind him.
Like, same way we get tased.
Obi's not good at fighting, too.
You gotta get tased before you can tase other people,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You gotta feel it.
Same idea.
You think he could catch me if I ran? Probably.
Yes.
Can you outrun smoke?
I am smoke.
That's it. That's good.
In gas masks, march up the stairs to scope things out. Well, it looks smoky.
Yep, they did it.
Well, they look distracted. Don't suppose you know how to disarm one of these babies. Eddie! Suddenly panicked, she grabs his shoulder, points behind him. He turns. One of the terrorists still has some life in him. He drags himself over to the bomb and, with his last ounce of strength, flips a switch on the housing. A timer begins to count down. 30 seconds. 29. Shit. It's all caps, like he's going like, shit!
Right.
But that's not the comedian.
That's not him.
He's like, more chill about it. Shit.
Yeah.
He hits a trigger on his belt, and a red signal light begins to blink. He spots an elevator door, runs over, and pries it open. An empty shaft. The car is some 20 stories below them. What about the... Fuck 'em! There's a mountain climber's carabiner on his belt. He fastens it around the elevator cable and drops. Silk Spectre hesitates only a second before following suit. Interior, observation room. A moment later, Captain Metropolis is herding hostages down the stairway. All at once, he freezes. There's a red signal light flashing on his belt as well. Interior, owl shop. Owl ship. That moment. Yet another red light is flashing on Night Owl's instrument panel. He looks up at Veet on the monitor. Adrian!
Yes, I see it. Mission aborted.
Well, good God, we can't just...
Mission aborted, Daniel.
Night Owl reluctantly agrees. Shucks. He lets out the throttle. Interior statue, stairway landing, that moment, on the bomb. The timer shows 10 seconds to go. Interior statue, elevator shaft, a moment later. The comedian and Silk Spectre plummet downward, their belt clasps throwing off sparks against the cable. Interior observation room, a moment later. Captain Metropolis at the window, petrified with fear, his hands pressed to the glass. He watches as the owl ship flies away, and Rorschach, who's hanging onto the metal ladder, is yanked bodily off the torch. Interior statue, elevator shaft, that moment. The comedian makes a hard landing on the roof of a car. Silk Spectre touches down behind him just as he manages to pry a set of elevator doors open, and the two of them dive through. Aerial shot, moving over harbor, a moment later. Rorschach clings desperately to the metal ladder as the owl ship streaks across the harbor. Behind him is the rapidly receding figure of Lady Liberty. Three beats later, a gaping hole blows open in her midsection.
Whoa! Jesus.
Interior owl ship, that moment. A heart-sick Night Owl pounds at the control panel in frustration. On an overhead monitor, the upper portion of the statue is toppling. Interior statue, a moment later. Smoke everywhere. The comedian and Silk Spectre are pressed flat against the concrete bulkhead. An overhang protects them from falling debris, which is raining down in copious amounts. Exterior ferry, a moment later. The furious SWAT captain watches in astonishment as the top half of the statue disintegrates into rubble and tumbles to the ground. He turns away from the sight, shaking his head in vehement disgust.
That's it. I quit.
The water stirs. The boat begins to rock. On deck, all eyes turn. Exterior, Liberty Island, that moment, day. As a luminous blue-skinned giant, 60 feet tall, wades through the harbor and steps up onto the island. He stares in dismay at the demolished statue, like a modern-day Colossus of Rhodes, wondering what the hell happened to his date. That's weird.
Yeah, like, so I was being funny in my head, thinking, all right, yeah, it's like he's hooking up with Statue of Liberty, but...
Meet the last and most powerful member of our happy band, Dr. Manhattan. Down below, the comedian and Silk Spectre, battered but intact, are crawling out of the wreckage. The comedian looks up at the huge blue figure looming over them and shakes a gnat-sized fist. Asshole! What took you so long?
Table Reads will return after this brief word from our sponsors.
What's up, docs and docettes? Trevor Thompson, the self-appointed Looney Tunes critic here, and if you like old cartoons and watching online reviewers dissect them, then you probably said the same thing I did about 2 years ago. Hey, what the fuck?
Here, watch your language, you bud.
Every Saturday morning, I do a brand new commentary of a Warner Brothers short. All throughout the month, I do video essays examining the history of these cartoons. Catch my videos on youtube.com/FerrisWheelhouse2, or just use the hashtag Looney Tunes critic. And now, here's Eric Bauza, the new voice of Bugs Bunny.
You've been listening to the Looney Tunes critic. Ain't he a stinker?
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right, ChumbaCasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Lights, camera,
Action!
So the movie's a kaput, which means your script ain't worth the buffalo shit on a nickel.
Now, back to table reads.
So far, all we've got is, like, an old time, like, what, 15 years ago adventure of the Watchmen, who were never, ever called the Watchmen in the comics. Right. They would have been the Minutemen or the, they had another sillier name. I don't remember.
I know what you're talking about, though.
But, so, they fuck up. Captain Metropolis is dead, so now we know why he was there.
Mm.
So they could kill him. He's like, oh right. No, they're flying away! Splat.
Right.
Ouch. And that's it. Thoughts?
It's
Watchmen.
It's funny that they're like, oh, let's revisit the Watchmen in action, because we don't really get that. In the graphic novel, they're never fighting together, more than two of them.
Like a team, yeah.
So
yeah.
This is like them as a team, but then they're just shitty. Like they just show up and just fuck shit up until Dr. Manhattan comes and saves everything.
I wonder if this is the catalyst that kicks off the Keen Act.
Mm.
In the comics, the Keen Act was passed in 1974.
That's right.
To disband all superheroes. So they've clearly played with the timeline here, but... in the Marvel comics, how Civil War was kicked off by superheroes fucking up and blowing up a town.
It was a school bus, right? In Civil War.
Right.
It was...
No, a school.
A school.
A school. That's right. Yeah. That's right. It's been a while since I've read Watchmen. Was Captain Metropolis in that timeline?
No.
Captain Metropolis was one of the old guys.
He was
in the 40s.
Minuteman, right?
Yeah.
That's what I thought, right? Okay.
Mm. So... Yeah. Crime Busters.
Yeah.
That was their name at this point. The Crime Busters.
Way more whippy.
I wish that guy had said, oh, it's the Crime Busters.
Yeah, goddamn it, it's the Crime
was
Busters.
Was it Captain Metropolis or Dollar Bill that got shot because his cape got stuck in a turnstile?
That was Dollar Bill because Dollar Bill was, he was a superhero that was... created by that bank.
That's right.
As a publicity stunt to like, we're protected by our own superhero.
That's cool.
And he was stopping a robbery and his cape got caught.
Oh, that was so good.
And he got shot to death in the revolving door.
Comic's so good.
Yeah, okay. It really is.
Yeah.
Fade in.
It's really hard to find your spot in this script because it's...
We're at 35. Here we go. If
Cut 2. Interior TV studio night. The Channel 4 newsroom with anchors Sheila Shea and Jim Bradley.
In the face of mounting public pressure, the city of New York has...
I don't like that at all.
I thought it was funny.
I was into it.
Good.
In the face of mounting public pressure, the city of New York has revoked its contract with Adrian Veidt's Super Team. Local police have threatened a citywide walkout if criminal charges against the Watchmen are dropped. On the blue screen behind them, red circles with diagonal crossbars surround six headshots of the individual Watchmen, Crime Busters.
And in Washington today, the Senate introduced legislation which would ban all costume adventurers nationwide. Easy passage is expected. Well, Sheila, it looks like the age of the superhero is officially a history.
Dissolve 2. Credit sequence. Oh, that we should have taken the break there.
Boy, your script ain't worth buffalo shit.
Timepieces of every description, pocket watches, grandfather clocks, travel alarms, all perfectly synchronized, drift upward through a vast black void, ticking off the seconds. Marty McFly comes in on his skate. Oh, wait.
Set the B square.
At the stroke of midnight, gongs sound, buzzers buzz, bells tinkle, and without warning, the clocks explode. This is ridiculous. As gears and coils and crystals cascade downward through the void, we super title Watchmen. Fade through to exterior, high rise, night. Darkened windows glow with the dim fire of reflected neon as we tilt up the towering facade of a 40-story apartment building. A blimp drifts lazily through the distant clouds. The sound of traffic echo faint and dreamlike in the wind and as we reach the penthouse, where heavy curtains flutter behind the ragged mat of a shattered plate glass window. Super title, New York City. 10 years later. By the way, have you guys seen the scripts for the Watchmen comics?
No.
The scripts that Alan Moore wrote and gave to Dave Gibbons.
No.
Like, page one, I believe, is 15 pages of these dense, all caps blocks of text, just explaining every panel in such intense, amazing detail. It's like it's written by an insane person. Like, I think Alan Moore is Rorschach.
Just incarnate, right? Yeah.
You should look up the Watchmen comic scripts.
I want to see it.
It doesn't have all of them, but there are excerpts that you can find. Sure. And it's just like, it's actually, he gives more control to the artist than you would expect of a megalomaniac like Alan Moore, mm-hmm. who I love, despite calling him a megalomaniac. But he says, like, you know, at certain points, like, it can be like this or whatever you think is best here. So I was like, good job. But still.
He writes 8 pages of, like, a detailed condo, like, high-rise apartment, and then at the bottom he's like, or whatever you think's best.
Yeah, you don't get to see that interaction after the fact, right, though. Like, right. when he sends him the draft, and he's like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, what or, is like, this? Or he just, like, the illustrator is sleeping, and he, like, he's next to his bed with a knife in his throat, like,
Jesus. Draw it like I wrote it.
Draw it like I wrote it.
He does it intentionally just like, so we can have somebody just shit on.
Yeah,
him.
Yeah.
He's like, I can draw an expensive condo. Just tell me it's an expensive condo.
He grew the beard so that when he's standing over his artists, his beard tickles them awake.
Oh, man.
So they can wake up to
right,
that is another level.
Wake up.
Now I know how I don't want to die. That goes to the top of the list other than drowning. It's like, no, Alan Moore standing over me, tickling me with his beard and a knife.
yelling, draw it like I wrote it.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate that.
I write good drawings.
The worst part is he just sends the scripts to random people.
I don't even know
how to draw. I'm a bus driver.
It's like the fucking videotape from The Ring.
I read the Alan Moore script. Oh, no.
Draw it like he wrote it.
Oh, no.
Or you'll die in 7 days.
Show up. Have an Alan Moore fever dreams. Oh, Alan Moore, what's that?
We give away the best bits on this show.
We keep writing these good movies to avoid.
Fucking good movies.
Oh, man.
That's where were we 10 years later?
10 years later.
Exterior, street below, that moment, night. A ramshackle news kiosk. The owner, fat and stubbly, sits framed by the garish covers of comic books and nudie mags, staring at the high-rise across the street. 3 police cars, oddly truncated, bubble-shaped vehicles, recognizable from the flashing red beacons on the roofs, sit on the curb amid a throng of onlookers. A customer picks up a copy of the New York Gazette. New skirmish on Afghan border. Ruskies walk out on peace powwow. Someone be the customer, please.
I got you. Crazy Reds don't know what they're messing with. What's happened over there?
Some guy went sidewalk diving. 25 cents.
Exterior, high rise, street level, night. A riot of noise and color. A plainclothes cop takes a statement from the doorman and as pedestrians, clustered around an NYPD cordon, stare with sickened expressions at a gruesome mess on the sidewalk.
Stand back! Move along!
We are not in New York as we know it. In this strange offshoot of reality, everything, the clothes, the cars, the very look of this city, seems just a touch off. The patrolman, for instance. His standard-issue uniform consists of full riot gear, and his plastisteel breastplate is festooned with heavy artillery. He clears a path for a squad of paramedics, who load a bloody parcel into the back of a waiting ambulance. Detective Lieutenant Burns climbs out of his car, squeezes through the crowd, and buttonholes his colleagues, Hyde, the cop in charge of the investigation.
Had a lot of blood in him.
You ought to see upstairs. It's a slaughterhouse.
No idea who's behind this?
Small army from the look of it. He put up one hell of a fight.
Burns nods once and stares up toward the penthouse window.
He would. You might as well know. It's gonna get messy. We got a call from Washington.
Washington?
They want in. Seems our friend here was hardcore CTU.
Yeah, CTU, 24? The phones? Never mind. Hyde, suddenly wide-eyed at this new development.
I got it.
Read the script, monkey.
Read it like I wrote it.
Oh. Damn it, Moore.
Hyde, suddenly.
tickle. That was good.
Tickle.
Oh, that was a great callback.
That was good.
What is CTU? Anybody have a guess?
24?
The hub in 24?
The show?
No, on this. Seems our friend here was hardcore CTU.
Probably like criminal tactics unit or something. Probably something, because I mean he was a government mercenary, right? In the novel.
Crazy time underwear.
Crazy time.
that's what you call a super suit.
No, that's a squad I'm not messing with, man.
Crazy time underwear.
Yeah, I'm not touching that.
I actually could see, like, Gene Smart's Lori going, all right, go put on your crazy time underwear.
Wait, you might be right. There you go.
Hyde, suddenly wide-eyed at this new development, stares off after the ambulance as it merges with the northbound traffic. Exterior street, another angle, that moment, night. Tied on, a large placard. The end is nigh. The bearer of the sign, a hunched street crazy in a ratty raincoat, plods up the sidewalk, spreading his message of cheer. His back is to us, but we can make out an unruly shock of bright red hair. The news vendor eyes him suspiciously as he passes, then turns up his collar and looks pointedly away. A small black kid leaning against the kiosk with a comic book spots him too, and makes a quick cross-eyed face. The street crazy lets out a low, hissing growl in response and plugs on. Herm. At the high-rise, a sanitation crew has just arrived to hose down the sidewalk. Rivulets of water crisscross the street. As the street crazy wanders along, he spots something unusual snagged in the rain grate. It's a happy face button. A tiny, diagonal fleck of blood stains its surface, like the hand of a clock poised at 12... At 12 minutes to midnight. That's a very specific time. The street crazy bends to retrieve it. He stares off at the shattered window some 40 stories above. Dissolve to interior, high-rise hallway, night. Camera drifts from the penthouse elevator down a long, plush-carpeted corridor. The hallway is cordoned with thin plastic strips reading, "Police line, do not cross." At the far end is a single door, sealed off. Interior, penthouse apartment, night. Moonlight shines on an obstacle course of broken chairs and overturned tables as we move inexorably toward the shattered picture window. At this altitude, the wind is fierce and the curtains are flapping wildly. A rope drops into view. A dark silhouette lands on the ledge outside. Shards of glass crunch underfoot as this strange intruder steps inside. He wears a slouch hat, a heavy trench coat. His face is invisible to us as he snaps on a flashlight and sweeps it around the room. The apartment is, as promised, a slaughterhouse. Smashed art prints, gaping holes in the wallboard, and gallons of blood everywhere, which is not possible because a human body does not have gallons of blood.
Maybe it's about the multiple gaping. Bodies do.
Yeah. Oh, he's on to something.
Who's been reading scripts in here?
The flashlight beam shines on the front door, where three deadbolt locks and an electronic alarm system are still in place, undisturbed. The police have been in here.
They haven't gotten in yet.
Right.
He's beat them there.
Then what about the police tape? What about the guy describing to the other cop the scene? Yeah. They're making it like it's a locked door murder mystery.
Yeah.
Despite the fact that this is an investigated crime scene.
They had to take a break.
Somebody close the door.
They had to take a break.
Yeah, they're like, let's call it five and come back.
Let's go get some donuts.
Hey, yeah. Remember to lock the deadbolt.
Yeah.
And on the alarm.
You know what? I'll meet you. I'll go through the window. I'll meet you down there by the...
Who's got the keys?
I'll follow the dead guy.
Yeah. Gotta be the dead guy.
Be the dead guy.
Gotta really get in his head to understand what went through it.
Which,
it was the sidewalk.
Which is easy because some of it's over there and some of it's over there.
Just pick one, all right?
All right. The intruder turns suddenly. His beam strikes the splintered remains of a full-length wall mirror. And there, in the cracked and spiky glass, we get our first good look at his face, or what passes for his face.
Well, this is so mysterious. Who could it be?
Who is this man?
Da, 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 da.
He has no eyes, no nose, no mouth. Nothing but a strange and ever-shifting series of symmetrical patterns where his face should be. A living, crawling ink blot on a luminescent field of white. Why are you describing him to us like we didn't just meet him in this other scene?
Seems unnecessary, right?
It does.
Yeah.
Then it says, we've met him before.
Right.
He's the guy from earlier.
I realize that I'm doing this to you.
Maybe he's got mask upgrades.
I get paid by the page.
Maybe it's an upgrade, right? Maybe it's a better mask.
He goes by the name of Rorschach.
Rorschach.
Interior pen. You know, when we do like the stupid Batman voice, that's almost a perfect voice for Rorschach.
It is, like, because he kind of knows, like, you're in here with me. I want to get a little more gruff. That's why I was like poking the thing.
Oh, I was worried. I thought you had a tumor or something.
No, I wanted it to get a little more gruff, so I was like poking at it.
It's dedication right there.
I don't want it to just be like, oh,
just, I'm eating your beans.
You get Josh.
Yeah, it's like, I'm eating the beans. You're in here with me. I want to be like, you're in here with me. Like,
Josh, something. Throat chop him now. Get him in character.
I wish I could breathe.
Yeah.
Interior penthouse, kitchen, that moment, night. Rorschach's beam falls on the kitchen table. Hungry flies walk dainty-legged through a sticky puddles of congealed blood. Dainty-legged? Okay, what screenwriter needs to describe how flies are walking? Is Terry Gilliam going to point a camera at this and yell at the fly wrangler, that's not dainty-legged enough?
It's the same type of writer that turned in an 82-page script. Like, it's got to be longer. Like, all right, 113. Fucking, we're describing flies, motherfucker.
Yeah. Some dainty flies.
Fat whores of flies.
Offhandedly, he brushes the flies away. Then he spots a sugar bowl. He tips it over, scoops up a handful of cubes, deposits them in his trench coat pocket.
For later.
Save that for later. Times are tough.
These will be a treat if I'm a good boy.
Yeah, that's right.
Pocket full of sugar.
These are to battle Ant-Man later.
Yeah.
Oh,
he's gonna use them.
Ain't gonna let them hungry, dainty-legged flies get a hold of this.
I'll be goddamn, the dainty-legged flies win again. You'll not get this one.
Not this time.
You got the dead guy's blood. You're not gonna get his sugar. I never stopped fighting crime.
No.
I didn't quit
Look at the sugar!
I stole this. I'm the criminal.
Oh, no.
Bite me. All because of them damn flies. So stupid.
God. We made the script longer.
Oh, no.
Ow. You guys are like super crunk about dainty fly legs.
It's me, Lord of the Flies.
They were hungry flies with dainty legs. Because that's important.
What the fuck?
If he's going to put it in there, we're going to fucking talk about it.
Interior, penthouse, bedroom. A moment later, night. The beam shines across rumpled bedclothes, searches around the walls, and settles finally on the half-open door to a walk-in closet. Rorschach steps inside, examines rack upon rack of expensive suits. He shoves the suits aside. Then, mysteriously, he begins to pound on the wall with his fist, moving left, right, up, down, thump, thump, thump.
That's not very mysterious.
It's kind of like every movie trope.
It's kind of like he's showing you that he's looking for a hidden thing.
Yeah, it's... I mean...
Especially when it's, like, moving around, so it's, like, he's behind him, and he's like,
let me back in this closet!
He, like, rubs the wall, he's like,
I mean, honestly, they're describing this as mysterious when we just watched the dude put a dead man's sugar cubes in his pocket. That is far more mysterious.
Yeah, no, that's the mysterious part. Yeah,
it's
absolutely.
Kinda, yeah, it's kind of serial killer. Yeah.
Now, if he took one of the sugar cubes and was rubbing it on the back of the closet, that would be mysterious.
Now you're talking. I wish he dipped it in the blood and ate it.
Was this sweet?
Sweet like canned beans.
Salty. Beans.
Comedian?
This tastes like my friend.
Tastes a little rapey.
Oh, no. I taste rapey.
He pauses. He's found a hollow section. He feels his way carefully along the seams of the wall and floorboard until he discovers a concealed trigger. He presses it, and a panel slides back, revealing a second secret closet. Ooh. Hidden inside the first.
Double closet. This dude was so gay.
That's good.
Double closet.
Well, I mean, if like people already thought you were gay, that you'd secretly be straight.
Yeah, that's the double closet.
That's
what it is.
This guy's so far in the closet, when he comes out of the closet, he still has another closet.
He's in another closet. He's got a long way to go to be straight.
And he likes chicks.
He likes chicks.
Surprise! This is where he... This is where he gaily banged a bunch of chicks. Like, super gaily.
Oh, man.
Look at that homo banging those chicks.
Yeah.
I know your secret.
Yeah, he hits the second closet. It's like a Monster Energy drink hat.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah. There it is.
It's not, I can see what you're talking about now. It's the straight closet.
It's the straight closet.
Like, wallet like, chain.
He's like, no, I'm gay. And he's like, but secretly, I'm straight.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a good
what
bit.
A good
it's
bit. A good bit.
You got a wallet chain in there.
Yeah, wallet chain.
Yeah.
ICP t-shirt.
Oh, man. Now you're just scrubbing my closet.
This is the fucking, this is where he drops the sugar, though.
Don't ever drop the sugar. The comedian.
This show takes all of our best ideas.
His blood tastes like Faygo.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Yeah.
It probably tastes better.
I didn't know where that came from.
I was at a Pulse Studio dance thing yesterday. Oh, man. It was like 1,000 of those.
As we do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, queen.
He reaches up, flicks on a light. Inside the secret closet, a bizarre uniform.
Indeed.
Helmet, mask, and gloves. A gaudy colored bodysuit. Rows of exotic weaponry. On the wall nearby hangs a dusty framed photograph. Rorschach examines the photo. It's a group shot. 6 men, 1 woman, all dressed in similarly garish uniforms. The man in the center is wearing the costume on the wall before us. The comedian's costume.
I love to think Rorschach just like, huh? I'm trying to put it together. So
his face just turns into an exclamation point.
Yeah, he's like, what?
Oh, I love that. Oh, grammar face.
He's emoji if it was a new character.
Bro, fucking Sean would have had a goddamn time if he could have put punctuation in his
Why is it a bizarre uniform if we've all... Are we led to believe this is a new uniform?
I think it did get more bizarre because he was like in that yellow and purple number.
Yeah.
And then after he got red, white, shot, blue. He started putting armor on it. Mm. And then after... the Vietnamese lady that he knocked up sliced his face.
Oh, yeah.
He started wearing a mask and shit.
Went more tactical.
Well, yeah, he had the mask. He had, like you said, he had the red, white, and blue shoulder pads and stuff. Shoulder, so yeah. This is his yellow one? We're thinking
no, this is his last one where it has a mask and everything.
Oh, so, okay.
Because there's like, when he was in Vietnam, he had that like middle range.
Yeah.
Like he's already been shot, so he's got some armor, but he's still like not just... full BDSM. But by the time he died, he was full BDSM.
Girl.
I always thought the comedian had a dope costume. Like, that was a cool costume.
I liked his original one.
Yeah, the OG one better?
Yeah, when it's just all yellow and you're like, what is this guy's deal?
It's kind of like an X-Men
character.
What's
he do? He just very punches much people X-Men-y. While wearing yellow?
Yeah. Right, and smoking a cigar and shit. Like, because that's what I thought with Garrosh. Like, it's like the dramatic ones they had when they were Minutemen, right? Because they were just... Yeah. Statements, and it was like a fetish more than it was them actually trying to solve crime.
Yeah, like they all have cod pieces to hide their enormous raging erections. Yeah.
Huge. Takes two closets to hide it. This is my boner closet.
That's why it's two closets. He goes in the first closet and it's like, was this Captain Metropolis?
Ooh.
Then he goes deeper. He's like, no, it's the comedian.
The comedian. Yeah.
The most butch guy in the whole thing.
It's always the most butch guy.
Because Captain Metropolis was a gay.
Likes penis.
That's not canon, but that, it is now.
Well,
but it wasn't at this point.
No, it's canon.
In the comics, it was canon?
There is... The new show, the HBO show, treated the comics 100% like holy scripture.
I remember that. It was...
I'm trying to remember him being homosexual.
He likes the penis. Or at least the one.
I like my penis.
Yeah. I like Josh's penis.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
It's a popular penis.
Pretty good penis.
So stupid.
I'm going to put it back real quick. Click.
Oh, no. Which brings me to our sponsor.
MeUndies.
Oh, man.
Hymns. Do you not have a hard dick? Would you like one?
Watch this.
Click.
This episode is brought to you by Bombas Socks.
Yeah.
Bombas Socks. It's all that Josh is wearing.
Luckily.
Incredible.
Not brought to you by any manscaping.
They're all there. All the Watchmen, Night Owl, Silk Spectre, Captain Metropolis, Dr. Manhattan, speaking of dicks, Adrian Veidt, and of course, Rorschach himself. As he eyes this quirky memento of days gone by, we dissolve to... He's like, this guy looks just like me. Who is this guy?
Who is the guy in the mask? Like, I like that he calls them all by their superhero names except for Adrian.
Yeah, like he's like, got a superhero name, guy.
He knows all their real names. Like, he's like, there's Dr. Manhattan, Captain Metropolis, and Adrian.
Well, yep. this was written back when you would actually use a typewriter. Uh-oh. So he's like, how the fuck do you spell Ozymandias?
That's what it was. He couldn't Google it. Ozymandias.
Fuck, Adrian.
Amadeus.
I didn't have this problem with Batman.
Or Bat-Dash-Man.
So Dash.
Birthman.
Batman.
Happy Bat Day, Birthman.
All I can keep thinking about is what emojis on his face at any given moment now. Yeah. Like, I just want emojis popping up on his
Who
mask.
Is this guy in this photo?
I don't recognize him.
His face is different.
Poop emoji.
He looks happy, though.
Nobody told me I was blinking in this photo. Yeah,
I didn't know what my emotions were during this photo.
He looks at Sil Spectra.
He's wearing the mask. He's just blinking.
That's good.
We are still in the apartment.
Yeah. We are on page 3 of the comic book. Dissolve 2, exterior, street corner, Brooklyn, night. Brooklyn, by the way, was the code name of the HBO show while it was filming.
Oh, cool. That's a good note. I like that.
A light rain is falling as a weary figure emerges from a corner store. Daniel Dryberg, 44, thick-set and bespectacled, walks with the heavy gait of an athlete gone to seed. He seems meek, defeated, old before his time. He holds a hand to the skies, sets down his grocery bags long enough to open an umbrella. Then he turns down a deserted access street. Exterior, access street, night. In an alleyway just off the access street, how many times can we say access street?
Two more.
There's a mugging in progress. Two young street toughs, their tinted hair tied up in knot tops, rolling a middle-aged man. Across the street, Dryberg sees what's happening. It takes some effort, but he makes a conscious decision to move on. Then...
Hold up, Papa-san!
No, it's one of the toughs, I think.
Oh, no, he's doing an impression.
Oh.
It's a character choice I made for him.
The knot-tops have emerged from the alleyway with their loot and spotted Dryberg, an unwanted witness. Menace in their eyes, they march toward him. He sets his bags down and turns to face them, almost welcoming the challenge. And suddenly, without warning, we cut to flashback processed footage. Slow-mo, double frame, or sepia tone, you call it. What?
That is amazing.
But it has to be one of these.
It's the most non-committal.
Wow.
Slow-mo, sepia tone, I don't care.
Just make it look like something.
Do it how I wrote it.
Oh, wait. No, no, it's not done. Read it all as one. Start it over.
Slow-mo, double frame, or sepia tone, you call it. But whatever the gimmick, it should suggest that the events we're watching take place in a stylized dream time. Midway between flashback and fantasy.
Just say that.
Fuck you! Don't tell me what to do.
Right? Like, wouldn't you just say that? I don't understand. Like, how much time we spent on that fly?
Directed like you wrote it.
It's our old friend Night Owl, duking it out with a gang of hoods in an alleyway not unlike the one we've just left. My name is Sam Hamm, and I'm white.
I hate alleys and access streets.
There's a flurry of fists. The hoods topple in quick succession. And all at once, a burst of blinding light bleaches out the frame, transporting us back to exterior access street, night. Real time again. Our reverie's been interrupted by a shaft of white-hot light sweeping across the street, past Dryberg, toward the alley. Loudspeaker. Who's going to do this one?
I'll do it. Oh!
Wait. Go.
Halt! Do not resist!
The knot tops run for it. Dryberg shields his eyes against the light, which emanates from a police hovercraft hanging in midair some 40 feet above his head. The craft swoops off in pursuit of the kids. Dryberg bends to retrieve his things and crosses to the mouth of the alleyway. He finds the old man slumped against a wall, obviously past help. Interior, Dreeberg's apartment, night. Three deadbolt locks slide back as Dryberg lets himself in. The security system is almost as impressive as the one in the comedian's apartment, but the decor is considerably less plush. Dryberg sets his bags on the floor, removes his raincoat, and hangs it carefully in a closet. Just one closet, though.
How many closets you got?
Then he gathers his groceries, heads for the kitchen, and stops in his tracks, confronted with a most peculiar sight. Rorschach. Interior, Dreeberg's kitchen, night. Leaning back in a chair, his feet propped up on the kitchen table, is the aforementioned Rorschach. His inkblot mask is rolled partway up, exposing a mouth full of bad teeth, and he's calmly eating a plate of baked beans. How did you get in here? Ignoring the question, Rorschach greets him in a soft, rasping, utterly emotionless whisper.
Hiya, partner. Long time no see.
Yeah.
that's a Rorschach-y line.
Right.
Hiya, partner. Long time no see.
Hiya, partner.
Well, giddy up.
Did anybody follow you? See you come here? Dreeberg is mildly panicked. Rorschach, who couldn't care less, emits his trademark hissing growl. He spoons more beans from a can into his plate, tops it all off with a generous squirt of ketchup from the squeeze bottle. Can't believe you're back on the streets. Good God, man. You're wanted on 14 counts of murder.
At least six of those are trumped up. Here.
He reaches into his pocket, finds the happy face button, and flips it to Dreeberg. Dreeberg eyes it for a moment, automatically uses his fingernail to scrape the small red stain on its surface.
Look familiar?
Sure, he got some kind of bean juice on it.
Human bean juice. The comedian is dead.
Dreeberg stares down at the button, suddenly getting the picture. His jaw goes slack.
Had a real nice place. Penthouse suite. 40 stories up. Beautiful view. Hope he enjoyed it on the way down.
Jesus. What? A burglar? Rorschach snorts. The possibility is too comical to consider. Well, God, he's been working with the CTU for almost a decade. He must have had enemies.
So do I. So do you.
Rorschach, that was a long time ago. I mean, that's just paranoia. Rorschach's head jerks violently at the sound of the word. Dreeberg blinks involuntarily, half expecting some kind of reprisal. But Rorschach merely stands, adjusts his mask, and starts toward the front door.
Maybe. Or maybe somebody's finally caught up with us. Somebody with a grudge. Thought you might want to spread the word.
Hey. Hey. If you don't mind, use the back stairs, all right? Rorschach growls, shakes his head in disgust, but complies. He opens the back door, pauses, turns to Dreeberg.
You the sentimental type, Daniel? Brought you a souvenir.
He reaches into his trench coat and hands Dreeberg the framed photo from Comedian's wall. A moment later, he's gone. Dreeberg sits down, unnerved. As he reaches for the wall phone, camera zeroes in on the face from the photo, a blonde man in a purple tunic and mask.
Fade out.
So, that wasn't the greatest stopping point. That's why I sort of paused there, but we're 15 minutes over. It's a good time. Like, let the guy call Adrian next week.
Yeah, no, that's good. It's okay stopping point.
That's good stuff, man.
So, it's weird. We get this whole opening scene that we never needed. That was just, like, real out of place. And then it's pretty much like, this is the thing that we do. It's just the comic. Pretty straightforward, really.
Yeah, he just added that in at the beginning to give a reason for the Keen Act.
Yeah, he's like, I'm doing my own thing. I'm going to make it different. I'm going to have Rorschach use a plate.
They blew up the Statue of Liberty.
Also, Rorschach used a plate.
Fight the dainty flies.
You guys enjoying it?
Enjoying is a strong word. It's palatable and inoffensive.
There's not a lot of dialogue. It's taxing me.
It's
you brought John down here to read for like 2 minutes.
I think I nailed the ones I did, though. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
no,
come
you're
on.
A great SWAT captain.
A SWAT captain and, well, no, I wasn't edgy terrorist as much as I wanted to be. Man. The edgy terrorist.
He's gonna work on it throughout the next week.
We gotta give you one of the Watchmen.
Yeah,
be one of the Watchmen.
Well, okay. So,
well, I was gonna make a Night Owl.
What do we got? We got.
Yeah, maybe you should take over Night Owl.
Yeah.
Okay. I just chose Night Owl because I thought, like, well, I have the super white voice.
Right.
It is pretty white.
You're using your white voice on the other, like, 3/4 of the script to narrate the shit.
I try to deepen my voice a little bit for the narration.
Hey.
And with Adrian, I'm just like, oh my God, you're a thing, you're here.
just read the dialogue like that with all the improv.
It's kind of what it was in the movie.
I don't know, Rick.
It's good stuff. Wow, that was super fun. That's super fun.
So, John.
Yes.
Do you have an internet presence? Do you have services that you can offer people that they would want to go check out somewhere? Do you have a Twitter, anything?
He's a second closet installer.
Yeah. No, that's coming up. I'm glad you mentioned that, Josh. Double closets. www.doubleclosetcomeonout.com. Comeonouttwice.com.
Comeonouttwice.com.
Yeah. I'm building up that presence. No. I'm just John Smith, man. I'm just here to have a good time. He's not really a presence to speak of.
Wow. It's another Jeff.
It's me.
But Josh has stuff.
Josh has all the
things.
Don't
you, Josh?
I do. I have some things. You can reach out to me, me@joshuajbaker.com. joshuajbaker.com as well. I do videography. I do voice acting. Holla at your boy, Atlanta.
Whoop, whoop.
And if you want to reach out to us at Table Reads, go to @TheTableReads on Instagram or Twitter. You can find links to all our stuff on Linktree/TableReads. And hit up our Patreon. We are here late at night reading things that were never meant to be read. We do this for you. We don't charge you anything, but we would like to, I guess.
I wish I could charge you, motherfuckers.
Go to Patreon, get this shit ad free, so it's even better. And I'm bad at this end part. Come back next week. We'll have more Watchmen for you. Until then, we will miss you.
This podcast was created by Sean McBee. For more, visit TableReadsPodcast.com. Cut to black.